This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy.
Woo, what's up, everybody? It's Dustin. It's football time in Tennessee.
It's more like Georgia Bulldog time, but, you know, we'll let our weird people have their thing, you know. It's not J.D. Vance weird, but it's still definitely weird.
At least we don't look at each other and go, hi, row tie.
That's the truth. There's no row tide going on here, so we definitely don't have that situation, thank God. But, you know, it is what it is. But happy midweek to everybody.
Hope day.
This is our bonus episode of the week. You know, we kind of talked a little bit about, we talked an entire episode about Appalachia the other day, and, you know, everything that happened here in Georgia with that. And we kind of touched on something that we wanted to throw into this bonus episode. We got to talking about it after the episode aired and everything. And, you know, the fact that as a human race, we cannot seem to get it through our thick skulls that if we disagree with somebody that, you know, we can still be friends. Yeah. And thank God I've got people in my life that I disagree with wholeheartedly. But at the end of the day, you know, we can still be family and friends.
We're still friends.
Yeah. And, you know, and just,
We don't mean each other.
Not each other. But, you know, I've got family and friends that I disagree with politically and, you know, well, sometimes on human issues.
We do disagree a lot. I really hate the Georgia Bulldogs. And we're really good friends. I got a lot of friends that are Georgia fans.
Well, Tennessee is absolutely the worst, but hey.
Oh,
you know,
I
mean, you can't win a game, but, whatever.
Them Gators are pretty bad now.
They're pretty bad, you know.
They're really bad. I wouldn't be, well, no, we're not, I know this isn't a football podcast, but I would be surprised this year if Florida wins more than three games, I'm just saying.
I think they were projected to win two or three, so.
Yeah, I don't think they'll win many more than three if they do.
As long as the Bulldogs beat them, I'm in good shape.
I don't think you got anything to worry about there.
But anyway, you know, going back to what we were talking about, you know, I think a big fail as a society is at this point in life, there are so many people where if you disagree with them, then they're just willing to write you off. Or maybe I hope you listening right now are not one of those people where if you disagree with us or you disagree with one of your, you know, friends that, you know, you're just willing to write them off because, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to listen to all sides of anything. And I'm not talking about a story. I'm talking about what people believe because, you know, that's how everything in life is founded is by different points of view. And, you know, sometimes you have to actually listen to other people's point of views. And, you know, it requires discipline on your side and their side of not attacking somebody for disagreeing with you. And I think that's sometimes where things go wrong is people attack if they're disagreed with instead of just saying, hey, you believe what you believe. I believe what I believe. I have listened to you rant for the last 10 minutes about what you believe. Now you're going to listen to me for 10 minutes rant about what I believe.
Yeah.
And we're not changing each other's mind. However, it's always good to at least hear what somebody else has to say so you can at least understand, oh, well, that makes sense why Joe Schmuckatelli feels that way. You know, I mean, because, you know, sometimes
I love that it's always Joe Schmuckatelli.
Sometimes, you know, somebody may make a point that may make you go, oh, well, that makes sense. You know, and I've had that so many times, you know, talking about politics or talking about human issues or talking about school, talking about work, talking about,
you know,
whatever.
And sometimes what's funny is sometimes when you actually give that person the time and you listen to them, you can't even think of anything to say when they get done because they made so much sense. You're like, huh, you're right, but I'm still not going to believe you.
I realize how stupid I am now, but I'm still going to.
But because I didn't think of it, you're wrong.
Right. I'm still right in my book, you know. As for me and my family, we are going to go dogs, you know.
Poor things.
But, you know, I really think that when we talk about what's happened to society, you know, me and Dustin both think that this is part of what has happened in our society where things have just kind of gone off the rail.
I think it was a very well thought out plan that's coming to fruition.
Absolutely. It's definitely a well thought out plan. It's the
great idea. Let's turn everybody against each other.
Exactly. I think that started circa 2006, 2007, 2008, somewhere in there, you know, where it was like, okay, let's see if we can start turning people against each other.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we bought right into it. And, you know, I wasn't always like this. You know, I used to, you know, find the hill to die on and stay there. And probably over the last, I don't know, 10 years, it's kind of been a work in myself. Like, okay, I'm just going to listen and, you know, not, like I said, nobody's changing anybody's point of view, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, just understanding like, hey, this is how this person grew up or this is how this person was shaped and molded and having understanding for another human being and understanding that they are who they are for whatever has happened to them in their life and not trying to just be a jerk about it, but having compassion for another human being. And I think that's where we've lost it. Do we have compassion for other human beings?
I mean, I just feel like people would rather argue than talk anymore.
Right.
They don't want to talk. They don't want to hear what you have to say. They don't want to hear why you're upset because nobody can sit down and talk it out and have a conversation about these things anymore because everybody just, they want to argue.
Right.
They want to argue, and they'd rather point the finger and tell them why you're wrong and why I'm right, and this is what you did to me, but I don't want to talk about what I did to you or what's happened to you. I want you to hear why it's not me. It's not me. That's what it all boils down to.
Yeah.
What you did to me, not what I've done to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that coupled with, you know, we've touched on a couple times, like participation trophies, you know, raising kids and everything with, you know, it's okay to be a loser. It's okay to just, you know, you're still a winner, even when you're a loser. It's like, well, you may have given it your all, which is great. I mean, that's the whole point. Even if you're a loser and you gave it all, that's what matters. You know, that's called not being a sore loser.
Because you still learned something in the process.
Exactly. And if you're not learning, life is full of learning. And, you know, that's something that we've really taken in, you know, switching over to homeschool, is like every second of the day is a learning experience.
But see, that's one of the issues, too, is nobody wants to learn anything the hard way anymore. Because as we've gotten in the society we're living in now, there's so many easy buttons.
Yeah, I mean,
we rely too much on technology and other people to do the things for us.
Yeah, I mean, look at your DoorDashers or Uber Eats. You don't even have to leave the house and you can have whatever food you want brought to you. Look at your Amazon same day delivery. It doesn't even cost you any extra.
You don't even have to go to the movie theater anymore.
Yeah, it's all available.
That used to be a luxury. People used to love going to the movie theater. Now, I don't want to leave my couch. I'm just going to pay for it and watch it here at home.
Hey, I built a theater in my house just so I didn't have to go to the movie theater
Jeremy,
I'm like,
I can't have a theater in my house.
I'm like, I hate going and watching a movie anymore with people.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, you know, you guys are just ruining the experience for me.
Yeah.
I'm here to watch a movie, not watch you be on your phone and text and talk and everything else. Like, I'm here to watch a movie. I'm guilty of that one. I will give myself, I am fully guilty of pulling out of the human race to watch a movie. Because
that's okay. We can still be friends.
Exactly. You go to your movie theater.
But you see what I'm saying, though. You see what I'm saying, though.
Absolutely.
Like, there's just too much easy stuff. Nobody wants to learn a lesson anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just part of the generation.
Yeah,
but this is part of times changing. You know what I mean?
But it's an absolute terrible thing to be teaching your kids.
It's an epidemic.
Yeah,
because we're relying too much on technology. We're relying too much on other people and other things to do the stuff for us.
Yeah, and
We should know how to do.
We definitely need to drop a COVID episode, because my theory is this is where everything really just, it was like the finishing move. You know,
I look at it as it started out with the foods. That's where I look at how the first thing went down. They wanted to try it first with the food.
Right.
And it only got so far. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
Then we're going to try it with something else.
But I mean, the food thing is ongoing, because
it's still ongoing.
Yeah. When you look at Bill Gates and how much farmland he's bought up, and he's shutting down the farms, but yet he's raising the fake beef, you know, all the GMOs and everything. That is ongoing.
The Impossible Whopper.
It's impossible.
The impossible.
Impossible. You know, you got your AOCs preaching about cow farts that are, you know, bringing up the global warming and everything else. I mean, if the human race is not laughing about that and laughing it off about cow farts or what's ruining the environment, it's just it's so out of left field. I mean, Republican or Democrat, come on. Like, there is just no way.
Fake news. It's fake news.
It's just insanity to me that people buy into some of this garbage that's being pumped out into the everyday life. But you know, the point is that I can sit there and listen to somebody tell me about how
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Farts. Not AOC, but somebody I, you know, love or trust can tell me about how cow farts are ruining the environment. And I'll listen. And I'll say, I value your opinion.
Here's why you're wrong.
And then I will move on. I don't even know if...
I don't even care to debate
I was
going to
say, I can't even go through a debate.
I'm
going
to say, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set my phone down right here, and I'm going to record everything you're saying. And I'm going to play it back to you in a different voice with AI. And you listen to this person saying these things. You're going to say, that sounds absolutely stupid.
And for me, I'm going to take my 10-pound chub out of the refrigerator, and I'm going to start serving up smash burgers, and I'm going to start making a meatloaf, and I'm just going to come up with all the things that are delicious. Grass-fed beef.
But at the end of the day,
and eat
what I don't want to come across right now, what we're doing, is I don't want it to come across as we're just blatantly, I mean, we're just sitting here bashing these things, because I'll listen to anything you have to say. It doesn't mean I have to agree with it, but it also doesn't mean that I'm going to dislike you either.
Would it surprise you to know that I have close people in my life who actually believe some of this stuff? Would that surprise you? People that I still trust.
No.
Exactly. And you want to know why? And that's because those opinions or those values, as you might call them, of their life, things that they live by, affect me none.
Right.
I'm going to live my life the way I want to. And I expect that they're going to live their life the way they want to. And that is the whole point of this subject matter that we're talking about, is that somebody else's opinion or their how they're living their life really affects you none. So is it really worth trashing a relationship? Like, I've got family that listens to this podcast that I know agrees with pretty much nothing, but they're still supporting me.
Yeah.
They're still supporting what I do, what I'm talking about, because they love me. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because if they put one out talking about, you know, what they believe, which I, you know, may not agree with, I'm still here for it. You know, I'm going to support that person because I love them. I like them. I think that, you know, they hold value in my life, and I hope that I hold value in their life. And that's the thing. We don't see value in people anymore as a society. You know, I'm not talking about myself, because again, 10 years ago, I was not that person. Now I am that person. I don't care what your views are. I still see the value that you hold as a human being. And as a society, we've got to get back to that, where we actually see value in the human life. Because believe it or not, I need that person that I disagree with. I need them. I need them to hold me accountable, to go, whoa, that's a little off the rails. And maybe some things I do say or some things I do believe are off the rails. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just like having a relationship with, you know, your spouse or, your significant other. You know, sometimes you need somebody to call you into check,
yeah,
because you're off the rails. And it's like, if you don't have somebody to every once in a while check you as a human being, then you're just going to become some sort of, you know, out there person who, you know, somebody may not even want to be around with.
And just know, for the person that's checking me in that moment, I may not understand that. And I may not be the nicest to you, but I will understand what you're doing afterward. Okay? And just bear with me. But yeah, I mean, to your point, like you said, 10 years ago for you, mine was like 20 years ago for me. But I was not the same person, obviously, then that I am now. And I was nowhere near as understanding then as I am now. But I also wasn't as mature then.
We don't all grow up as fast as you, Dustin.
Nobody grows up as quickly as me. We still got people out here barking, grown adults barking at people. They can't even spell D-O-G correctly. So, but no, yeah, I mean, I was one of those people where, yeah, I mean, I was rude to others and that didn't agree with everything that I thought, and I didn't understand, you know, I just wouldn't listen to their point of view on anything. And, but yeah, I mean, I'm not that way now. But I think that we all really need to try. And you don't even have to try and agree with them. I don't want you to agree with them. I want you to just hear them out and then say, that's okay. If that's what you believe, then that's absolutely fine.
But that's when it comes to actually seeing the value in another human being, whether you agree with them or not. It's like, you know, you're still a human being that I count on, or that you can count on me. You know, I have a lot to offer. You have a lot to offer. You know, we're not going to agree on 100% of things. We may barely agree on 50% of things. But, you know, we're not taking time to actually find the things that we agree on. We get so focused on the things we don't agree on. And then it's like, okay, I'm done with you. I wrote you off. I unfriended you. I blocked you. I'm never talking to you again. You know, and sometimes, you know, you have to remove people from your life when they're not on the same page as you.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would love to see the human race start getting all on the same page of, hey, we don't agree, but we can still be friends. We can still be family. We can still, you know, not be a jackass to each other about it. We can actually sit there and have a a nice conversation with each other, a mature conversation with each other, where we disagree and we're still friends.
You know, I think you can see if you agree with me on this. You might not.
I don't agree and I'm kicking you out.
You might not,
my house.
And that's absolutely fine. We can still be friends.
I'm kicking you out of my house. I don't agree. Go.
I think a lot of the message that Martin Luther King Jr. had, it's just been lost. I feel like a lot of the work that he did, it's been forgotten about.
Right. I agree.
And nobody's living by that anymore. I think we all really should actually go back and listen to his speeches and try to remember what he fought for, what he stood for, what he taught, and listen to it again. Let's all just pretend like he never did it and let's listen to it again.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of times. It's a fresh start, like it's a brand new message that's never been done before, because half the people today has never heard one of them.
Yeah. And, you know, the problem with that is so much has changed since, you know, he did all of that.
It's reverted back to like it was before he did all that.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, he did preach a lot of togetherness and, you know,
love,
a lot of those people.
Love each other, man. Yeah,
a lot of those people are being shut down. Which is sad, you know, and, I hope we don't get shut down over stuff like that. You know, the old cancel culture thing ran rampant, but, you know, I will not sit back at this point and silence my, you know, want to have togetherness with people because I'm scared to get shut down or scared to get canceled or scared to, you know, whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're not trying to, you know, further yourself, then you're not furthering anything good for society.
Yeah. I mean, you're not.
All there is to it.
All you're doing is promoting hate.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing at the end of the day. You're promoting hate.
And you're doing it behind promoting love. And that's the real kicker.
Yep. That's what we were talking about earlier, being fake.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many people being fake these days.
So many people. Fake news.
Yeah. So it's crazy, man. But, you know, I just really hope that at some point we can get to that point where, you know, we can start.
I mean, I would be completely fine with bringing the hippie culture back, man. Peace and love, baby. Peace and love, not hate and war.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to have war. And
like the song says, war. Good God. What is it good for?
I mean, sometimes war is required, you know, and when it's required, it's required. But
I feel like that's what we're trying to do right now is go to war.
Yeah. I mean, between the human population, you know, like, especially in the United States, it seems like we need to kind of come together and find the common ground that we can stand on and say what's happening is not okay.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that I think we go forward in this society is by coming together and finding the common ground, finding what we do agree on and building on that.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that a lot of people that have opposing views have a lot more in common than they'll admit.
Yeah. So, I feel like the war that I'm really talking about is I'm wanting to declare war on the liars that are going after all of us. That's their goal, is to push lies on us to turn us against each other.
Yeah. And but, you know,
for their plot or whatever it is they're plotting, their plan that they're not going to tell you, let you know what it is.
Yeah, and I always kind of wonder what is the agenda there. Like, are these folks coming up with this on their own, or are they being pushed from another source? You know, are they, you know, what is the source of that?
Whatever the source is, it's hidden behind the fake leaders that we see every day.
Right.
Because I don't believe any of those people are the real leaders.
No, definitely not.
Those are the faces that they want you to see. The real agenda and the real people are behind all that you'll never see.
Right.
So,
but yeah, as we kind of wind down, I just, you know, we just felt like this was a good episode to have about, you know, everything that we talk about, a lot of people aren't going to agree with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we're okay with that.
Yeah. 100%. Like we have already said, our show is not to try and convince you to believe what we're saying is true, or convince you to believe what we believe. We're just throwing you out there our opinion on things and getting you to see something from another aspect, from another person's point of view, and you trying to put things together and figure out what it is you believe.
Right. I think, honestly, we hit on pretty much everything that every human being is going to believe something. There's something that I agree with that you're going to agree with, and there's something that Dustin agrees with that you're going to agree with.
And there's going to be a lot of things that Dustin agrees with that you do not agree with.
But the point is Dustin has to be a big person and realize that, you know, we could still be friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But we appreciate you listening to our bonus episode this week, and we hope you have a great rest of the week. We will talk to you top of next week.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see you guys. We love you. Remember, the truth's out there. Read between the lines.
You just have to find it.